And with that, we do join our Blue Jean film critic, Chris Bellini, as he's got a new movie to review this week. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. You know, it's said that I've heard through the grapevine that the Avengers to me is somewhat like Dumbo to you. Something you've been waiting to see, something you're excited about, something you have a connection.
I can't wait to see it, but for all the wrong reasons, really.
And explain that to me.
It's more out of fear, to be honest with you, than anything else. And I'm asking you if you can alleviate my fear on if they maybe ruined a childhood classic of mine.
Well, here's the thing I think about Dumbo in a general sense, and I'll tell you a little bit about it because it's a little different. You take a short animated film and you stretch it out into a live action, they're going to have to add more characters and more plot lines. I think it's all going to come down to how connected you are to the original and what your level of expectation is. Now, this one around, you got Danny DeVito. He plays Max Medici. He's this struggling circus owner, but he has the hope that this birth of the new elephant coming is going to revitalize the company. But, of course, as we know, when the elephant's born with oversized ears, Max's hopes are pretty much all lost, where he's going to discover pretty quickly that Dumbo, this elephant, can fly, and now he's going to be the main attraction of his circus. He's going to be capturing, you know, the attention of huge crowds and a V.A. Vandeveer, played by Michael Keaton. This is a new character. And as you'll hear in this clip from the film, Vandeveer and Medici are talking back and forth, and you can see Vandeveer is really interested in having Dumbo's talents all for himself.
All out of bourbon, drink, not drink, and cognac and scotch. Not now.
Is that a monkey in your desk?
Just for emergencies. Look, Mr. Vandeveer, I probably should tell you, the elephant is not for sale. Dumbo will only fly for the Medici Circus.
That's assuming he is real.
That's the big question, right? Will he only fly for the circus, or are we going to have some backdoor dealings? That's a little new element. So here's the thing, Daniel. This movie's engineered, right, to be made for people of all ages, right? You're going to start with these great elements for this emotional, stirring film. You got this failing circus. You got a wounded, recently widowed veteran who comes home from the war. He returns to the circus to take care of his kids. You got a baby elephant with oversized ears that no one cares for. You bring in Tim Burton. You know he's going to have stunning visuals, right? Great effects, his set designs, costumes, cinematography. All these things are going to come together to create this vibrant and wonderful world. Now, here's where it becomes subjective. For me, I thought that world wasn't filled with much. And I'll tell you why. It all came down to one thing. I think when they stretch this movie out, too much going on. I mean, they have too many characters and storylines. The movie feels overstuffed. And to keep that all in there and keep the movie under 2 hours, the movie moves pretty fast, which isn't a bad thing. But when you rush along so quick, right, you got all these human characters, they kind of turn out to be cardboard cutouts. Of course, Dumbo and his mother are the two standouts here. But all the human characters, flat. There's no real development with these guys. So do you like them? Are you emotionally connected to them? And for me, a lot of the case was no. This is a movie where you watch it and the music swells and you're thinking like, this is an emotional moment. I know, I hear the music swell, but you don't really feel that emotional about it. And then I'll give you a quick example. So the father has a hard time dealing with his two kids, trying to figure out how he can relate to them coming back from the war. And basically about an hour and 20 minutes into the movie, somebody who's almost a stranger gives him a couple sentences of advice. Hey, here's some advice for you, how you should take care of your kids. Mm-hmm. And 30 seconds later in the next scene, he's taking that advice. I want him to have the realization. I don't want someone to tell him what to do. And then when he connects with his kids as a result of that, it feels empty to me. But that's personal. That's a personal thing, Daniel. Okay. I don't want to destroy it for you completely.
I'm really concerned is there that emotional connection between the audience and the elephants themselves? I'm not really concerned that much on the humans. I'm more.
Well, that's good. I think you'll be happy because Dumbo's cute. You're going to be connected to Dumbo. You're going to feel for his mother. But in the original movie, that was the whole film. Dumbo was the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Now you got him cut down to like 35-40% of the movie, and you got all these other guys in there taken away from his story.
Oh,
and that was my other kind of criticism of it. You add extra stuff, you take away from the magic. Now, I will say in general sense, I think this movie's going to play well for maybe people who haven't seen the original, people that haven't connected to it for the last 60 or 70 years, whatever, how old it is. I think it'll play much better for them because they're coming into it fresh. And I'm not going to lie to you, the movie is entertaining. I mean, and it's made to please crowds. So, you know, there's probably not a better way to spend 2 hours of your time. I just think for me, the level of expectation for Disney has been so high with Beauty and the Beasts and with all the Avenger movies and all the, you know, Cinderella, that I was expecting so much more, and I just didn't get it. So not to take away from it completely, but just be aware that think this is one of their weaker entries, in my opinion.
Oh boy, that kind of stings a bit. I'll be sure to try to get out and watch it. But
you see it because, you know, maybe that I've brought it down so much that'll bring it up for you. Because like I said, if you care about Dumbo, hook onto Dumbo, keep with him, because I thought he was a standout of the film.
Well, Chris, thank you though for your candid review of the film itself. Film is Dumbo, so you're saying basically matinee price, or
I'm saying matinee. Absolutely.
You're saying okay, no feelings hurt here, Chris. Thanks very much, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
As Chris Bellini talking about the new movie Dumbo that's come out in theaters this weekend. Of course, our Blue Jean film critic.